You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. So the former owner of a Missouri-based title company and then a real estate company were sentenced to 5 years in prison, plus ordered to pay $2 million to the victims of a mortgage fraud scheme. And these guys had transferred about $3.5 million of escrow deposits from this title company and into his own personal account over about a year and a half period, March 02 to December 04. And they opened up in St. Charles, Missouri, and back in 05, when the title company was unable to fund its customers' loan payoffs or home purchases, hello, where's my deposit? They tried to delay funds for 10 days. He reimbursed almost $250,000 when he borrowed money from a friend, and then he repaid a total of almost $2 million from money which he borrowed from his parents. Now, that's a nice bailout. And during March, April of 05, they caused the title company to continue accepting escrow deposits, even when they couldn't. They had a deficit of $1.5 million in its fund. So that kind of stuff happens occasionally. Put your little check in. You think it's not FDIC insured or FDA insured if you're... Now... We have another story just to cheer you up. Just helping to fight the stereotype. You know, we got this war going on that people of the Middle East have a predilection towards either violence or hatred toward the U.S. and just basically the Western way of life. And they're just simply not assimilating into our culture. I'm happy to report that a special agent in charge of the FBI announced that Hassan Hussein, 44, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge to 3 years in prison and then 3 years supervised release and a $7,500 fine and a $143,000 restitution payment. He has embraced America's white crime arena and employed real estate as his vehicle. So... You know, there is a chance. This guy's not going to blow up anybody. He's going to be in jail for a few years. But that's a good thing. He was charged with forging and notarizing deeds and conveying property illegally for a nominal sum and then backdating a transfer, and it was recorded and not recorded and it forged at Hassan's direction. So we're making progress to assimilating and embracing the other side of the world, pretty good deal. Here, oh, is this another Missouri title company? You better be careful if you go to Missouri. This guy was sentenced to 6 years in prison and almost $6 million, or no, in connection with a $6 million fraud. Wow. Big mortgage scheme sentenced. They again allegedly used customers' escrow deposits to support his drug habit. Well, maybe this has to do with my client out in Colorado. Maybe he was renting his home from him. He had some drug stories to tell us about. He used escrow deposits to support his drug habit and spent about $162,000 of customers' escrow funds at an adult nightclub, according to evidence presented at sentencing. Between January 2000 and 2005, he drew millions of dollars, which resulted in over a $5.5 million loss victims. He used over $1.25 million to pay his personal credit card debts. Unbelievable. See, now you go down to First American Title, we know that the manager, Karen Shackle, she's not going down to any, she's not spending your money. I promise you. She might be driving a company car, I don't know, but she's not spending your money. Now, to follow up with another client, Do we want to do one more? Well, here's something to follow up with the guys from the Middle Eastern guys. The two FedEx drivers sued because they felt that they were received and harassed with racial slurs. This was in the paper. Awarded $61 million. They claim over a period of 2 years they were harassed. You know, we have to have zero tolerance for harassing anyone of any race. And I don't know if it's true. Maybe it is true. And if it is true, the manager should be fired. If people were, they complained. But is the answer to award them $61 million? I tell you what, you want to award me $61 million, you can call me whatever you want. I'll endure 2 years of any kind of racial discrimination you want and just pay up the six. That is insane. That is insane. And who knows what will happen. So one more on the fraud scene here. I seem to have collected a lot of fraud stories. It's kind of scary. It's a Colorado man. Oh, well, this could be my client in Colorado. He was sentenced to 101 years in prison. Now, the other guys, they got 5 years, 3 years, 6 years, 101 years in prison and $37 million in restitution for his involvement in a mortgage fraud case. Well, this is mortgage, not real estate. Directly, well, he wasn't buying real estate. Gerald Small, the third of Bloomfield, Colorado, was arrested a year ago for his part in a scheme to obtain hundreds of millions of dollars in bogus mortgages. Well, obviously, if it's mortgages, it's real estate. I don't know why I said that. Small and five others were indicted. They were falsifying documents that were submitted through Small's company, AmeriFunding, and another company he owned, another mortgage company. And they would place help wanted ads in newspapers in which salaries of more than $100,000 were promised. The ads were a way to obtain an applicant's personal identification information to get the fraudulent mortgage loans. What a clever idea. People respond who are making $100K, and he uses their information to create fraudulent mortgage loans. Gee. Case was investigated by the IRS and the FBI. They seized his assets, including 15 homes, a Jaguar, a Lexus, and more than $8 million in cash or bank accounts. Others involved in the case was his wife, who was placed on probation for 5 years and ordered to perform 160 hours of community service. Well, wait, he gets 101 years and she gets probation? And another guy was sentenced to 3 years. And another guy was sentenced to time served. Well, Small sure got caught hanging the bag there. Wow. 101 years. Some of the restitution orders are joint, involve multiple defendants. Well, there you go. Stay clean. That's why you want to stick with local, true, and tried lenders. Okay, what do we got? 51, 47. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll break a little early. I did have this story on permits. Oh, why not? Get an email from a client. In order to fix the plumbing in the laundry room, we have to open up the wall and have a plumber out to replace the original 1.5-inch pipe with a 2-inch pipe and make the angle steeper. You imagine what I'm talking about, where your laundry washing machine drainage, that little nice little U goes into the drain pipe. The inspector was ordered that in case we were doing laundry and an earthquake happened and the smaller pipe wouldn't back up and drown us. Of course, I don't know why a smaller pipe would back up and a larger one would not in an earthquake, but it keeps service people in demand and provides job security for the county housing inspectors. Do you detect a little bit of animosity in this man's email? The worst part of it all is that until it's done and it has to be reinspected, we can't close up the rest of the wall. Then we can't. The drywall's on hold. The cabinets can't go up and the painting and tiling on hold. Maybe it'll be done sometime this year. He also told us we have to remove all the screws that are holding together the vent pipe coming from the dryer. Turns out that this 15-foot downpipe from the dryer lint might catch on the backside of these screws, if you have screws going into your dryer vent, and cause a fire hazard. I heard about this before. Unless, of course, he says, the water drain backs up and puts out the fire. Which I thought was very clever. Larry, very clever. I understand the codes are in place to protect us, but what the hell is in place to protect us from county inspectors that get a wild hair somewhere? He's making the contract do an additional bracing that the worker's just shaking his head at. My guess is he's trying to teach us a lesson for not getting the laundry room permitted in the first place. So that's what happened. It was moved out there, and then he tried to get an as-built permit. On my advice, I might add. Instead, he taught us that the contractor was right. We should have done the entire thing without a permit and told the county, well, two words, and when they're not happy birthday, if they asked any questions. Unlucky Larry, who's usually very lucky. Right now he's got a bad back. Hope you're feeling better. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. Come back for the fourth segment for weekly sales updates.